got that soundbite. Think about how that would sting her. Think about how all of a sudden a race that she might not really have cared about just got driven home to her in a very, very personal way.
Most people don't know who their representative is in Congress. They don't know who their state senator is or their state assemblyman or woman. And they certainly don't know who their member of the Board of Trustees is. Will that change? I mean, is that what we're talking about?
You know, it might change. I mean, I still think that most people are politically lazy, and I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean it as, you know, most people, we've got way too much else going on in our daily lives. You know, you're trying to get your kid to school on time. You're trying to figure out what you're going to do for dinner. You know, if you're one of the unemployed, you're trying to figure out how the heck you're going to pay for your house payments. They're not paying attention to, hey, who's my school trustee? The issue matters, though, because even if they don't know who their school trustee is, right now they feel like everybody on that board has just completely abandoned the kids. They feel like the system itself is fundamentally broken. And you know what? They're right. They're absolutely right. So even if they don't know who their trustee is, you don't necessarily need to know. You just need to find those people who are upset and start getting them engaged. And you can give them whatever information they want because they're hungry for it.
At what point, for instance, last time I checked, the legislature gave the Clark County School District another $500 million. And I'm just curious, at what point do we start demanding accountability? I mean, is it a year? Is it 2 years? I mean, do we give them 3 years and all the Zoom schools and the Victory schools and you know, Read by Three and all these different things that are out there? These, I call them the whiz-bang solution to education. Is it a year or 2 years? I mean, how long do we give them?
The sad reality is they'll have in perpetuity. They're never going to be held accountable if things are not fundamentally changed from activists and folks that are actually running for office. And the evidence for that is just look at all the spending increases we've done in the past. I mean, it was only, 6 years ago that we gave the largest tax hike in Nevada state history, and a huge chunk of it went to education. And 5 years later, they were back with hat in hand saying, hey, look, we need billions more dollars. They're never going to be satisfied with how much money they have. And unfortunately, voters have a very short attention span, so they rarely hold people accountable for the mistakes that happened several years ago, which is why it's so important to capitalize on the moment right now.
More coming up with Michael Shouse, former communications director for NPRI. We're going to get into this Build Back Broke plan of Joe Biden. They say they want to get a vote before Christmas. I have my doubts as to whether that will happen because Joe Manchin is absolutely standing out in front saying, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to do this before Christmas. We'll do it maybe in 2022. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a quick check of the traffic cams right now. Look for some moderate flows right now on the 15. You're averaging about 50 miles per hour through the resort corridor there of the 15 south at Spring Mountain, north at Hacienda. Watch for a stranded vehicle. It's on the right shoulder. Interstate 15 southbound, that's before the Flamingo exit ramp. And do remember the 515 southbound off-ramp is closed at Casino Center. That is closed 24/7, at least until Saturday. And those lane restrictions downtown through that construction zone, only two lanes are available there between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515 both directions. So give yourself some extra time to try to squeeze through the downtown spaghetti bowl.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. On the NHL schedule last night, the Golden Knights beat Dallas 5-4. Vegas with a 3-goal third period to win it. Nice night for Mark Stone, 2 goals and an assist. Vegas 15-10-0 with the win. Victories in 3 in a row. They'll try and keep the streak alive tomorrow night at home against the Flyers. The Suns resting up, getting ready for tomorrow night's home matchup against the Celtics. Phoenix a half game behind Golden State for the top spot in the West. The Suns are 20-4. And Wednesday's college college basketball action. UNLV beat Seattle 76-56. Michael Nuga with 21 points. Big matchup on tap this Monday night for the Cardinals when they take on the Rams. Arizona 10-2, wins in two straight on top of the NFC West, the 8-4 Rams right behind them. On Sunday, the Raiders visit Kansas City. The Chiefs, winners in five straight, 8-4 overall. The Raiders 6-6. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Shop styles up to 70% off at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Don't forget to combine it with your Gap Cash. Save more through December 9th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, December 9th. Kevin Wall with you. Michael Schaus alongside. Always good to have him on. And I've got to ask you, in D.C., the U.S. Senate is doing a lot of debating, and they're talking a lot about the Build Back Broke bill, or Build Back Better bill, that the president's been going around the country trying to support. My question is, leaders in the Senate and the House want to get a vote before Christmas. First of all, will they get a vote? And secondly, do they have the votes?
Well, if it was left up to Manchin, the answer to both those questions would be no right now. You know, there's a lot to worry about in the Build Back Better bill. I mean, but none of it even, you know, scratches the surface if you're not going to talk about the big issue that's holding up at least Joe Manchin, but certainly most Republicans, and that's just the cost. We've been spending money so much within the last just couple of years, I mean, especially with COVID and everything else, which is bad enough by itself. But then when you combine that with the fact that the economy was slowed down for so long with COVID, that you've got so many people without jobs still, despite the official unemployment numbers, combine all that together and the risk of inflation is very, very real. And Manchin seems to worry about that. He seems to understand that. And you know, I think it's going to be a really big lift for Democrat leaders to find enough votes to get it done that quick.
I'm just wondering, with all the tricks that are being used and, you know, 10-year programs.
And it's all paid for. Yeah, it's all paid for.
Not going to cost a dime. It's going to cost nothing. That's the way the president, he gets that whispery tone. It just drives me absolutely nuts. But the people who know, say this isn't a $1.75 trillion package. This is a $4-plus trillion package, maybe more, and that it will impact inflation. My question is, the pushing and the shoving and being hit over the head with a chair, as John Kennedy says from Louisiana, the senator there, he says, yeah, these guys, everything, but they're hitting them over the head with a chair. My question is, will Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, will they stand up and will they stand between their party and this horrible, horrible bill?
Well, at least in the short term, yes. I mean, Manchin's kind of already shown that he's got backbone and some principle on some of these issues. Sinema, reminder for everybody, she used to be far, far left. And then she finally ended up actually, getting into office and actually having some position of power. And she realized that she had to moderate her position. And I know that Democrats in Arizona are really upset with her and that she's probably going to be primaried when the time comes around. But she is bright enough to know that the polling supports her position in Arizona. Arizona continues to be a fairly libertarian state. They don't like a lot of spending, and they tend to be more fiscally conservative. Even the Democrats there tend to be more fiscally conservative. So, from a purely political standpoint, if she's looking at her home state, it makes sense for her to continue doing what she's doing. And that's bad news for the Democrats in charge in Washington, D.C. It's good news for the taxpayers.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, we are facing midterm elections, and everybody and their brother, even Democrats, I mean, Democrats are saying the same thing, that this is going to be a wave election, and there's going to be a bloodletting, and that there are going to be a lot of Democrats that you're seeing in Congress now, you're not going to be seeing, in January. And I guess my question is, do you believe in that, or do you think that the Republicans, who always shoot themselves in the foot, when confronted with the opportunity for a really nice victory, they always end up that way? Can you talk a little bit about what you expect in the midterms?
Well, Republicans do need to take more gun safety classes because they do shoot themselves in the foot all the time. And I think that the argument here is, yes, things are leaning towards Republicans. If you look at some of the more recent polling, independents right now in the state of Nevada, for example, are leaning Republican. A lot of the big Republican names had more favorability than some of the Democrat names. And we're seeing now that people are actually switching their registration from Democrat to Republican in greater numbers than the other way around. So there's definitely reason for Republicans to feel happy and excited. That being said, it's not quite as simple as, Republicans are going to win, because their brand is still very questionable in a lot of folks' minds right now, especially a lot of the independents who they need to win over still are not convinced that Republicans are the folks that they really want in charge. So Republicans should be encouraged by recent polling, and they should feel like this could be their time, but they need to understand you still really have to work for it, and you really have to work over the independents for their allegiance. It won't just come to you on a silver platter.
And what, there's been polling out, or at least there is research out, that shows that more Democrats are changing parties than are Republicans. Is that right?
Yeah, if you look at the voter registration, that's what you're seeing here in Nevada. And that's only the last 3 months. I think actually our friend John Ralston even pointed it out, because he's been following that stuff pretty closely. But the truth is, we've seen this, and we've seen this trend. And let's hear polling for the Nevada Independent, but also polling from OH Predictive Insights, which is based in Arizona. Both of them confirm that independents right now in Nevada were leaning Republican. That's good news for Republicans. But again, details matter. If the candidate that comes out in the gubernatorial primary is an unpopular Republican, then those independents are going to go back to Steve Sisolak, and they're going to say, no, we don't want you. So the general landscape looks good for Republicans, looks good for conservatives, but they shouldn't take it for granted that a wave is coming. You still need to work for it. This is like in sports when you go up against a bad team. If you just show up and you're like, we'll win this one easy, you get slaughtered. You need to still show up with your best game, and you need to actually be ready to play a full 60 minutes on the ice, or whatever analogy you want to use.
I'm curious what you think of the Senate race, Captain Sam Brown and Adam Laxalt. Those are the two principals that are out there right now. Can you talk a little bit about how you see that race and the amazing, compelling story of Captain Sam Brown? Folks around the country love it. They're glomming onto it. They're supporting him. They're giving him money. He's fundraising like crazy. How do you see that race?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, his story is great. He is getting a lot of people excited, which is always good news because excited people tend to send you checks. And with checks, you can do more and actually get your name out there more. So that all bodes well for him. Laxalt definitely has more name recognition. The one thing that he does not have going for him is everybody seems to have this impression that he doesn't want to go out there and talk to anybody. And that's because he's not really out there and as accessible as he probably should be, especially with the name ID that he has. He should be going everywhere he possibly can to talk to people and shake hands. It's going to be an interesting race to see how those line up. And then whoever wins, I think, probably has a shot against, a shot to actually get the seat because, again, the landscape looks good. They just need to be careful not to make themselves look crazy or unappetizing to, the middle of the road independents who you really need to win and who are ready to give you their vote right now.
And the Trafalgar numbers, if you want to believe them or don't, have Adam Laxalt at 44% and Catherine Cortez Masto at 41%. And the Cook Political Report is now looking at a number of races in Nevada as leaning or at least going from leaning Democrat to toss-up.
Yeah,
I mean, he's backed off of a Democrat call.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I mean, this, you know, it sounds so trite and it sounds like a really, you know, superficial analysis of things, but Joe Biden's dragging everybody down on the Democrat side. I mean, that's what it boils down to. People weren't that excited about Biden to begin with, and then at this point in his presidency, I think people are just exhausted and tired of him. The Afghanistan withdrawal, we know from polling all over the country, as soon as that happened, as soon as that just caved in on itself and it went horribly, his numbers cratered. And with it, everybody down ticket is seeing problems too. And that's likely what Cortez Masto is seeing right now. The Biden effect is rubbing off on her. And so Republicans have that opportunity. If they seize it, they need to make sure that they know who they're talking to. And you know what? You're not talking just to your base. I know you have to talk to your base to win the primary, but you're talking to your base and you're talking to everybody who's fed up with the COVID stuff, fed up with education, fed up with federal spending, fed up with Joe Biden. You're talking to those folks, and not all of them are already in your camp.
Okay, final topic. And this is something that hits close to home for everybody. Everybody that's got a Christmas tree in their living room. I have a year-round Christmas tree, just to give you a little insight. I love the glow late at night of Christmas lights, and so I keep it up. But they burned down the Fox Christmas tree in New York City. This was a political act. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. What do you make of what happened? And this isn't the first Christmas tree that's gone up in flames this year. There have been other cities that have experienced the same thing.
Yeah, and the culture of intolerance out there is bad kind of across the political spectrum, but it has always been, and I think it will continue to be, at least in the short term, it's always been worse on the left. There's this idea that, oh, Fox News is evil, therefore I should go burn down their Christmas tree, as if those two things make sense in somebody's mind. And I understand crazies exist on the right as well, but it's interesting to see how it's playing out, especially in New York City, which has been so pro-criminal, basically. The guys...
No bail,
no nothing. I mean, look, I'm all for criminal justice reform, but at the same time, you got to lock up people that actually commit arson. Like, that seems like a reasonable person to lock up for a while. So, I don't know. It's interesting to watch it play. I'm sure Fox does have security guards now guarding a Christmas tree, which just tells you what a weird world we live in.
Is everybody going to have to do that?
Well, I guard my Christmas tree with an AK-47 every year, just so you know.
I just love it. Mike, always good, man, to see you. If folks want to know more about what you're writing about the stuff you're doing, where do they go? How can they find you?
Easiest thing to do, if you want to find out about Shouse Creative, just go to shousecreative.com. You can see what I'm up to there. If you want to follow my writing, best thing to do is find me on Twitter, just Shouse Michael, at Shouse Michael, S-C-H-A-U-S. And every week on Sunday, I've got an article in the Nevada Independent, if you want to keep it local and check them out.
This is going to be an amazing 6 months, 8 months, a year as we get to a general election. It's going to be fascinating. Michael Shouse going to be right in the middle of it. Michael, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a very happy holiday, and we will talk soon.
Yeah, happy New Year. Happy Christmas.
There you go. There you go. Michael Schaus joining us as we continue. Socorro Keenan. Who is Socorro Keenan? It just so happens she's a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. She'll join us just after 1:05. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman from Ward 2. She will join us as well. We got a busy, busy show coming up as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking with Michael Schaus about the Build Back Broke deal. Yeah, I know it's Build Back Better, but we call it the Build Back Broke deal. And this is the bill that the Senate supposedly is going to vote on before the first of the year, or certainly before Christmas, I doubt very seriously it will come to a vote because they simply do not have the votes right now. They just don't have them. But we went back and we looked at the bill, and we came up with just some things to think about. For instance, $10 billion in this bill for a civilian, what they're calling climate corps. Oh, that's great. $4.1 billion tax break for those who buy electric bikes. Not cars, bikes. $4.1 billion. $2.5 billion for tree equity. And I don't know what that is. So somebody's going to have to explain to me what tree equity is. $2.5 billion to help contingency fee lawyers recover their expenses. $2.5 billion. Your taxpayer dollars. $1.9 billion for a payroll tax credit for local newspapers and broadcasters. Really? Do we need that? Maybe we do. I mean, this is incredible. $1.9 billion for a payroll tax credit to promote the use of doulas. $35 million, a tax break for independent music producers. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, I could go on for an hour with this. But there's so much money in this thing, and it's sad that a lot of people don't understand. This is taxpayer dollars. This is you and me. It's not people making $400,000 or more a year. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up, at the top of the hour, we're going to get a chance to visit with Socorro Keenan, Republican candidate for Secretary of State. How do we clean up what is clearly broken? Our election system is broken on the national level and especially here in Nevada. We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops, really any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.